Part 4. Spot Dictation.
Directions.
In this section, you'll hear a passage 3 times. Listen carefully during the first reading. When the passage is read for the second time, you should fill in the blanks numbered from S1 to S10 with the exact words you have just heard. Check your answers when the passage is read for the third time.
Now listen to the passage. The history of art is the history of any activity or product made by humans in a visual form for aesthetic or communicative purposes, expressing ideas, emotions, or, in general, a worldview. Over time, visual art has been classified in diverse ways, from the medieval distinction between liberal arts and mechanical arts, to the modern distinction between fine arts and applied arts, or to the many contemporary definitions which define art as an expression of human creativity. The study of the history of art was initially developed during the Renaissance, with its limited scope being the artistic production of Western civilization. However, as time has passed, it has imposed a broader view of artistic history, seeking a comprehensive overview of all the civilizations and analysis of their artistic production in terms of their own cultural values, and not just Western art history. Today, art enjoys a wide network of study. The 20th century has seen the rapid growth of institutions, foundations, art museums and galleries, in the public and private sectors, dedicated to the analysis and classification of works of art, as well as exhibitions aimed at general audiences. The rise of media has been crucial in improving the study and spreading of art. International events and exhibition have helped the development of new styles and trends. Prizes such as the Turner of the Tate Gallery, the Wolf Prize in Arts, the Pritzker Prize of Architecture, the Pulitzer of Photography, and the Oscar of Cinema also promote the best creative work on an international level. Institutions like UNESCO, with the establishment of the World Heritage Site lists, also help the conservation of the major monuments of the planet. Now the passage will be read again. The history of art is the history of any activity or product made by humans in a visual form for aesthetic or communicative purposes, expressing ideas, emotions, or, in general, a worldview. Over time, visual art has been classified in diverse ways, from the medieval distinction between liberal arts and mechanical arts, to the modern distinction between fine arts and applied arts, or to the many contemporary definitions which define art as an expression of human creativity. The study of the history of art was initially developed during the Renaissance, with its limited scope being the artistic production of Western civilization. However, as time has passed, it has imposed a broader view of artistic history, seeking a comprehensive overview of all the civilizations and analysis of their artistic production in terms of their own cultural values, and not just Western art history. Today, art enjoys a wide network of study. The 20th century has seen the rapid growth of institutions, foundations, art museums and galleries, in the public and private sectors, dedicated to the analysis and classification of works of art, as well as exhibitions aimed at general audiences. The rise of media has been crucial in improving the study and spreading of art. International events and exhibition have helped the development of new styles and trends. Prizes such as the Turner of the Tate Gallery, the Wolf Prize in Arts, the Pritzker Prize of Architecture, the Pulitzer of Photography, and the Oscar of Cinema also promote the best creative work on an international level. Institutions like UNESCO, with the establishment of the World Heritage Site lists, also help the conservation of the major monuments of the planet. Now the passage will be read for the third time. The history of art is the history of any activity or product made by humans in a visual form for aesthetic or communicative purposes, expressing ideas, emotions, or, in general, a worldview. Over time, visual art has been classified in diverse ways, from the medieval distinction between liberal arts and mechanical arts, to the modern distinction between fine arts and applied arts, or to the many contemporary definitions which define art as an expression of human creativity. The study of the history of art was initially developed during the Renaissance, with its limited scope being the artistic production of Western civilization. However, as time has passed, it has imposed a broader view of artistic history, seeking a comprehensive overview of all the civilizations and analysis of their artistic production in terms of their own cultural values, and not just Western art history. Today, art enjoys a wide network of study. The 20th century has seen the rapid growth of institutions, foundations, art museums and galleries in the public and private sectors, dedicated to the analysis and classification of works of art, as well as exhibitions aimed at general audiences. The rise of media has been crucial in improving the study and spreading of art. International events and exhibition have helped the development of new styles and trends. Prizes such as the Turner of the Tate Gallery, the Wolf Prize in Arts, the Pritzker Prize of Architecture, the Pulitzer of Photography, and the Oscar of Cinema also promote the best creative work on an international level. Institutions like UNESCO, with the establishment of the World Heritage Site lists, also help the conservation of the major monuments of the planet.